Where is the microphone? Where is the microphone? Where is the microphone? Where's the microphone? God, I hope you can hear me through this. I didn't think I was going to record an episode tonight, but I thought, geez, I need to talk to somebody. So I'm rifling through my shelves, thinking, where is the microphone? Where is the microphone? And I'm going to try to use this app. I have no idea if my voice is going to be heard. But it is crazy. I was just looking at my fish and I thought, wow, I'm heartbroken again. I'm fucking heartbroken. Goodness. The allergies are crazy here in Virginia right now. But yeah, damn. All right, cool. I admit it. And that means building is on the way. Building is on the way. However, there's a crazy curveball. And I'm not sure if my heart is broken or if my heart is being like built. I have no idea. It's a lot to process. I was just asked by, no, told by someone that I was within their harem of close friends that they, you know, are absolutely intimate with, emotionally, everything. And I was just told that, yeah, you're one of them, and I hope you stay in now that you know that. And that's a tricky thing. I mean, tricky doesn't even begin. There's a lot to process there. And I wish that I had thought out exactly the right thing I was going to stick with and then turned on the microphone. But I don't know. There's such an amazing sharing that goes on to like become someone's friend that can accept that kind of a thing. Like, I care about you so much. And now I love this girl. And that's why the heartbreak thing, as I'm looking at Captain America, the fish, and I'm trying to figure out why, dude, I have fun with you a lot. You know, I watch you, we talk. Tonight, I feel like I can't even have fun because of what I just heard. And that makes me think, like, damn, I'm straight up heartbroken. So that's the what's going on personally with me. And what's going on in the practice that I'm doing. Oh, that's exciting, actually. The practice I'm doing is almost purely physical. It is get myself to do stuff that's hard and keep on doing it and make it harder at the gym specifically. And that's something that I know I should stick with. I know it. I do need to keep some of the other things I've talked about on other episodes, like the Tummo breath. That, let's see, what else? The chakra sound frequencies, the red chakra with the and the orange pleasure sensing chakra with the ooh, and the solar plexus, the creative fulfillment that one is unique and expressive, that is oh, almost like, I always thought that was funny that it was like, oh, like that's that expressive side is how you learn and show what you're learning. The green chakra is above that. That is the heart chakra. Let's see. That one's the Open your heart chakra. And let's see, above that is the, well, this goes to the throat chakra. Are you expressing? Are you able to, the throat chakra is, so many people talk about that as the most important one to really think about. Does what you're saying with your throat, with your mouth, your vocal chakra, that light blue chakra right above the fourth one, this is what it's saying in alignment with I am safe, I enjoy the pleasure of my experience, I am creative, and this is, and I'm operating from my heart. That's like the only way the throat chakra can be purely activated. All four of those things, and those are big things. They are. So that was one of the methodologies early on, studying this. And if you ask, all right, well, there are seven chakras. You just talked about how significant the throat chakra was. And this is a conversation I just had with Jack about a week ago. The third eye chakra. He really wants to know about that crown chakra. The third eye chakra I really can't put that into perspective right now. I should have studied more about it. The way I understand it, and when I was big into it, there was an episode that I think that was after we had arrived in Virginia on the road trip. Yeah, I specifically remember being at that freaking Domino's Pizza in the parking lot, and the Domino's pizza was actually a really cool blessing, if you will, by the way. It is, or stroke, however you want to say it, it was a nice thing from the universe to have this joyous little place that I could make some cash in this tiny town. I mean, there was no other options of commerce there than, you know, Domino's and some other franchise operations that were around there, but that was it. So being like kind of stuck, kind of marooned in there, that was it was nice. And I it seems to me like I put in a year there, but I remember asking someone and they said it was like less than 2 months, but it was a crucial 2 months and a hell of a lot of fun. And when I was after one of those shifts, I remember trying to get into the third eye chakra and share it because it was time. I'd elaborated on all the other chakras up to then, and it was time for the third eye chakra. And there's like all this kind of faux spooky stuff about it. Like, don't do this or it'll activate your third eye. And people are trying to make those kinds of posts seem like they're real. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have tried it. Actually, I'm trying it right now. Sometimes it rarely works. Right now it's working, but my third eye is activated just because of how I looked at that mandala. And yeah, it's seeing without needing your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you. Don't use them. But that's the third eye. If you're speaking in alignment with your heart, your creativity, your pleasure, and your security. Those are some significant things to have set, like, in a healthy, well-adjusted way. Those are pretty huge. Each of them. And if those other senses of your soul are aligned, if you have done the work, or if it didn't take the work, if you just did it, no work. If you think it's going to take work, that probably means you have some subconscious belief that it's going to be difficult. And if you identify that and remove it, boom, third eye chakra is activated. And that is the ability to see in a new dimension that you haven't seen before. And I don't know if this recorder is capturing this at all, but on top of that, third eye chakra is it. This one is awesome. I might have gotten into this one on the same episode, or I might have just said hands off. I'm not going to approach the crown chakra as significant as it is because of some of the things I've heard about it. Let me see if I can remember the one that I like so much. It's hilarious. It's in essence, if you have it available to you, it's one of those things that you can basically dive into and not care if it's going to make you this way or that. It's one guru described it as basically madness. You go, I'm going that way and I don't know the result. But that is the way that is in alignment, and you go there. And he said it's kind of madness. I think that's what he was saying. And that's comforting to know. Right? In some way, it's nice to know that the height of when everything in your whole chakra field of energetic aura, if you do, which are basically the foundations of what we want for everybody to not have to struggle with. Like, if you're not struggling with this, if this is good, then this can be good, then this can be good. Now, where do you go from here? And that is what the crown chakra is. And so you just dive towards it. If you can. If you don't feel yourself able to launch from something and dive towards the crown chakra, you're not unlike me. That seems like a moment that honestly I try to get to, and it seems like it has existed with me, so it does seem familiar, but it's not right now. It's probably because of what I said earlier, that just face to face with, and I can't wait to talk more about that at some point. I don't know, or just screw it, fine. No more thought about that. But that's why. Trying to face this dilemma by diving towards, by having everything that would allow me to use my crown chakra, since we were just talking about that, as a sidebar. That was definitely a sidebar. I think that the second thing, the practice or exercise that I was doing, the second part of the episode, like the first thing is usually like an update about me, what's going on with me, anything interesting happen lately. The second thing is, all right, what are you working on? You're always talking about like putting in the work to be on target, be on track, and enjoy your life. What work are you doing towards that end right now? That would be the very long-winded way to say the second thing. The second thing is the gym, the whole fitness thing, specifically using kind of every new thing I can find in there. Sticking to the big staples like using your body weight for this or that, whether it's push-ups, squats, pull-ups, just different postures, planking. I did some crazy slow motion. Well, yeah, it is always in slow motion if you're actually doing it, right? I did some like Tai Chi in the gym the other day, full-on Tai Chi that registered with me yesterday. That was really cool. So basically the second thing is anything active in the gym. I took a last two Sundays in a row, I took Body Combat. That is a course offered at the gym that I love it. I just, there's one girl in there that's pretty cute. Everybody else in there is, if they're not cute, they're really fun, sweet, trying their asses off to do these air kicks and punches and stuff. So it's really fun. It's been a fun class. But the thing is, it's challenging mentally. It is a workout for sure. Adds to my steps, makes me feel like I'm actually doing something. I mean, I still wanted to do push-ups and stuff after, because if you don't do that crap, you forget your muscles forget that you can actually move that much weight around. But this class, the Body Combat class, it is a mental workout as much as physical, for sure. And the dancer in me likes the how you get on rhythm with like the leg kick, the knee, the you know, various different kinds of punches. If you've done this before, you've heard all the phrases. I mean, every dude knows the phrases, but I'm kind of assuming that most of my listeners are not dudes. And the ones that are awesome. They're like, I appreciate you and I thank you for listening. But admit it, there's not that many of you. It's mostly women. And so thank you, ladies, for listening. And gentlemen, the best of the gentlemen. The course was fun. And it's mentally rewarding as well. Because you have to match up these punches, jabs, hooks, uppercuts, cross, jab, jab, cross, jab, jab, cross. And it's got to get on this DJ mix. So I'm doing this class and I'm like halfway pretending I'm punching like the teacher says, who's awesome. This girl named Jamie, she has lost freaking 110 pounds in the last year or so. And she leads everybody in this like choreography that she is kind of improvised. The other cool thing is about it is, so the teacher improvises it. And if you're, imagine you have the microphone on, you're on stage, and you have to switch up the routine to something that sounds cyclical, like jab, jab, cross, jab, jab, cross. You have to make up some combination of the freaking 16 different motions there are. And she does it so it can't. Imagine you're doing that on the microphone as the music's going. The first time you do it, you're making it up. It's not on rhythm at all. And then she keeps on saying it, and somehow, like most of the class, if she gives it long enough, most of the class gets on rhythm. So would I like that? Of course I'd freaking like that. That is so cool. That is people watching in the mirror to see where exactly the rhythm is, and nobody knows who's like leading, who's following, and then they somehow get there. That's cool about that. And weights are awesome too. I got to make sure I keep lifting some of the weight type of stuff. But damn, if you don't do that, man, you haven't experienced it. And that is part of the gym thing. Been loving the gym. And the third thing is the, what is it? It is the cultural observation or news, current event, or something that applies to society at large, as I'm looking around because I can't remember where I put my beer. Where is that? Or water. No, I wasn't going to have any more beer. I was going to have a water. Where's my water? And we're good. So, the third thing, the cultural observation of what's going on in the news. Well, geez, there's a lot going on in the news. I don't think we have time for the third thing. This has already been too long. But trust me when I say, there's a lot going on in the world. In my opinion, doesn't matter. It does matter. But I don't know exactly what to do with that. There's so many opinions. It's just easier to not like pursue any of those opinions. Does anybody else feel that way? I think because there's a lot of stuff that has to come together. A lot of things have to kind of congeal, which I am excited about, but I'm also getting a little bit impatient with. So I got to remember, we saw this thing coming. We saw people waking up. We saw new things, new possibilities. We know there's progress. Yeah. It's going to fix everything. It's going to fix everything. But before it fixes anything outside of us, it's got to fix us internally. Because nothing is possible to pursue well if you haven't addressed what can be repaired and fixed internally. So start there. That's what the Mindful Revolution is about. And we'll see where we get as people wake up. As me and you wake up. That's part of the goal, anyway. Well, I'm going to hopefully send this off to somebody to edit out pauses and things like that. But I've enjoyed... I'm so sorry about the gulping. I got to stop doing that. My little plastic water bottle is half full, not half empty, if that makes you feel better. I can't remember what I was saying. I think just thank you for listening. I know you're not all women. I know there's probably no women and no men listening to this. So if you join in now, like right at the in the middle, and you don't realize what I was talking about, it was just how, you know, women, men, children, everybody likes this podcast. And there's a lot of reasons. So you should probably rewind to the beginning and listen from there. Damn, I hope this is on the radio. So, good night. Thank you for listening. Obviously, I need it. Thanks for that little walkthrough. And yeah, I don't have any advice. The tagline always seems like it should be advice, like rock on. I mean, even that is advice. Let's see. And that's good advice, actually. Rock on. Thanks for listening. Rock the fuck on.